This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, January 2. Who is my neighbor? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.'" From the day I was born until the day I headed off to college, I lived on a family farm in Iowa. We knew who our neighbors were. They lived across the road and down the road from us. We kids attended a country school together. Fathers and sons joined in gathering the harvests, and mothers and daughters joined in feeding everyone. It was a community effort. We were neighbors. Jesus' definition is much broader, though. People who are robbed are our neighbors. The Bible also mentions orphans and widows in their distress. And we're not to forget to show hospitality to strangers and to continue to remember those in prison. Throughout Scripture, we're reminded often to love and care for people who are poor. People in need are our neighbors. Like the priest and the Levite, our spiritual leaders are our neighbors too. So are our community members, friends, and family. Our own people are our neighbors. Jesus pointed out especially that the Samaritan was a neighbor. To the Jew in that day, the Samaritans were despised like enemies. People may look different to us, and they may believe and act differently, but they are our neighbors too. Anyone who is other is my neighbor. All. Pray with me. Creator of all, expand our vision to see all people as our neighbors and to love them as we love ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.